In Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. For thus says the Lord to the men of Lucky. Thus says the Lord to the men of Abraham. Thus says the Lord to the men of Bride Assembly Church, or to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Bother your head. Let us pray. Our most precious Father in heaven, we thank you for the reading of your word. And we pray that you will be able to talk to us, talk to me too, that you called me to say something that will revive somebody's life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be seated. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. And the Bible says, for thus says the Lord to the men of the Bride of Christ worldwide, break up your fallow ground. And my topic this evening is break up your fallow ground. Look at your neighbor by yourself and say, break up your fallow ground. Say, sister, break up your fallow ground. Say, brother, break up your fallow ground. And sow not among thorns. Break up. There is a fallow ground in your life. What is a fallow ground? A fallow ground is a ground that is not cultivated. It's an unproductive ground. It's a dormant ground. Praise God, somebody. A fallow ground is an unfruitful ground. You ought to break up every unfruitfulness in you this year, 2024. For you to be empowered, there must be some fallow grounds in your life that you have to deal away with. There are some fallow grounds that will not allow you to be empowered by the Lord. That will not even allow God himself to come into that temple, your body. There are some fallow grounds that need to be break up with. Break up your fallow grounds and sow not among thorns. Praise God, somebody. Yes. When you sow not among thorns, when a farmer goes to the farm to sow, if he carries seed and begins to sow or plant among thorns, that particular thing will not grow. Correct? The farmer needs to go to his farm. Then, with his seed, then he will first clear the bush, clear the grasses. Then after that, he will till the ground. And after tilling the ground, then the farmer will then plant his seed. Praise God, somebody. The farmer will then now plant his seed. You cannot put a new wine into an old bottle. If not, that wine, you can't be able to drink from it. And it will burst. So, for you will have to clean the bottle, then you put the new wine into the bottle. So, that is what our pastor has been doing. That's what he has been teaching us from the beginning of this program. So that we can be cleansed for God to really empower us Amen, somebody. Praise God, somebody. So you clean the bottle before putting a new wine into the bottle. So I ask you what the farmer does. The farmer will make sure he have cleared the rubbish in the farm, burned them. Then he will till the ground. And when he finished tilling the ground, then the farmer will plant his or her seed. And after planting, he comes to check the seed from time to time. To check the crops that is not growing normal. He will look for manure and put on the farm for that particular crop to grow normal. Praise God, somebody. And I strongly believe that after this empowerment program, the Lord is taking many of us up from where you are to where you ought to be. In the name of Jesus. After this empowerment program, our spiritual life will move from level 1 to level 10, from level 10 to level 30, from level 30 to level 40. If you are the person I'm talking to, can I hear your amen very louder? Break up your fallow ground. Break it up. Praise God, somebody. Break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground. Praise God, somebody. Somebody might say, what are those fallow grounds that we need to break up from? Number one, you have to break up from unrighteousness. Every form of unrighteousness is a sin. Break off from every unrighteous living, every unrighteous character, every unrighteous behavior. Break off from it. Then you will move forward. But when you continue to live an unrighteous life, and yet with the Bible in your hand, then you are deceiving yourself. And you will not be able to grow spiritually. For us to be really empowered this year, we had to break up from every unrighteous living, every form of unrighteousness. You had to do away with it. Tell your neighbor, do away with every unrighteous living. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. He had to do away with every unrighteous living. That is how you will be empowered. Without it, you are just deceiving yourself. You are just fasted for nothing. While you are in this consecration period, make sure you do as much as you can to live a life pleasing before your Maker. Amen, somebody. Break up your fallow ground. You have to break up every unrighteous living. Number two, you have to break up from the spirit of unbelief. How do we have unbelieving believers even in the church? You come to the church and yet you don't believe what they are doing there. And yet you are there. Can't you reason? You are there and you don't believe. Unbelief have caused so many of us not to receive from God. Unbelief. After the pastor has prayed for you, the healing deliverance has prayed for you, you will still go and visit Babalawo. We are in a program. We are about having a crusade. So while we are sharing our handbills, we meet a sister. She's almost gone. They put chaplet on her neck. They put everything. They pour anointing oil. Pour this, pour that. We are about sharing the flyers. So they immediately, they call on our attention. That was far back, years ago. And when we came, we prayed for this sister, Gloria, and she returned back. We said, we are sharing handbills. We are going to come back. The following morning, the sister is in the Babalawo. The father has carried her to Babalawo. There, she died. Praise God, somebody. Unbelief will cost you a lot of things. Unbelief has cost you your marriage. Unbelief. It's supposed to have been healed by now, but you have unbelief. Despite anointing, despite the grace released upon you, unbelief. Unbelief. Break up your unbelief. Tell your neighbor, break up your unbelief. It's a fallow ground, though. It will not allow you to grow this year. It will not allow you to be empowered by the Lord this year. You have to break up every unbelief, spirit of unbelief in you. You must cut off from it. Amen, somebody. You must what? Cut off from it. Number three, break out from lying. Hey, this one enter. Brother, hello, Matthew, where are you now? Sorry, I traveled to Abeokuta. And it's at the back. Amen, somebody. Later on, there's a thunder, fire the devil. Who do all this? Where are you now? Sorry, I traveled in 2 weeks, I have not been around. And yet, you are at the back. You are at the back. And you want to be empowered. How can you be empowered when your tongue is vibrating? It's vibrating. You can't even, you say one thing now, the next second you say another thing. The next one you say another thing. Why? Why? This gadget in our hand has turned many of us to liars. Many of us to liars. Praise God, somebody. Break out from lying spirits. The Bible says the devil is a liar and the father of all liars. Open the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Stop lying. Even some of us will lie and lie even at the altar of God. Even before the altar of God, you are still lying. Before the man of God. Sister, brother, any impediment? He said, no. No impediment. When you have been eating it from January to December, lift up and write and say, thunder, fire the devil. Go and ask Ananias, Sapphira, how far? But these days, the mercy of God is so much that people even lie, even keep your phone now, your phone, nah. Just go and weep. Someone else will take it. We ask the person, are you the one that take the phone? He said, no. I'm not even seeing. Which color? No. And when you go to the camera, you trace that the same person you're asking is the one that collected the phone. Miss Multitude. Break out from lying spirit. It's a fallow ground. It's a fallow ground. It will not allow you to grow spiritually. It will not allow God to do his work in your life. Break up from fallow ground of lying spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. Can you see? Let your yes be yes, and your no. I didn't do it. You mean I didn't do it? You stand by your word. Let them know you by your word. Praise God, somebody. Be a man of your word. Be a woman of your word. Why will you have to tell her, not even a gunshot or a gunpoint? On the ordinary, where are you? Ordinary, where are you? You're already lying. Even if you're owing the person money, let him know you don't have the money now to give him. He will kill you now. And after you have lied, the person now find out that you are there. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Break up your fallow ground of lying spirit. He said, let every man speak truth to his neighbor.
Tell your neighbor by yourself, say, always say the truth. The year is just starting, you know. The truth you say will make you free. Amen, somebody. Break off a lying spirit. The Bible says the devil is a liar. And the father of all. So anytime you tell a lie, who is your father? At any time you tell a lie, who is your father? The answer is clear. The devil is a liar and the father of all. But this one is very common among Christians. It's common in the Christendom today. They will lie, some lie even in the pulpit. And they travel to Canada, they never go anywhere. The Lord told me that there are seven people here that will buy me three bags of rice. All a lie. Spiritual 419. I have one of them. We're having a program in Sango in those days. One apostle. He was just, the money we are using, we used to pay for the place is no longer, it's not complete yet. He'll pick a phone and we call his sister. I said, sister, yes. I see dead. Oh. And quickly, before you go talk, you know, they know how to canton the thing. Before you go canton, the sister go land. Pia. I'm not telling you. Small bottle, take it, 10,000. They get, the woman go count and, I thought it was a blessing. What's the problem? I manage. He said, oh God, if you don't do like this, man, no go work. I'm telling you the truth. He said, if you don't do like this, man, no go work. And we go, when the anointing oil finish, you go and buy this one that used to be in rubber. They say 400 in those days, it'll be 300, 250. You bring it and begin to pour in that small, tiny cup. I'll be waiting, bottle small. 10,000. And people are buying. 10,000. Amen, somebody. 10,000. Ah! Lift up your eyes and thunder, fire the devil. Thank God! For the Bride Assembly Church. He opens my eyes. He opens my eyes. In fact, for the first 6 months, I fired daddy question like no man business. If you go back to the screen and watch, for the first 6 months, every question and answer, I'm always there. And I go fire. Again, one why I twist like this, I twist the question, twist and we pause. I said, hey, I don't catch them today. At the point, come back. Now, after designing that in that, I go back and carry my Bible and start studying. And I discover that if you can't beat them, you leave them. So I quickly leave my church where they go before. Because I came to invite him. I came to invite him to come to our church to minister. I came to invite daddy to. Because you were telling me that's an end-time message in Egypt. And another end-time message in Ejibo. So I wanted my church to hear the end-time message. Because I love end-time messages. Amen, somebody. So I'm in charge of inviting ministers. Almost all the ministers in Lagos, big men, they hear their name. Almost all of them, they know me. And invite them, come. Amen, somebody. So when I came to invite daddy and I heard that message that day, I said, this one preaching in my church, you go break him. What's he preaching in our church? Our church, you go break. I went and meet our Bible superintendent. He said, remember here, he's down for floor. I said, okay, our Bible superintendent, I hear something, come and see. The moment that one come, he quickly carry a bag. So if he said, he be Bible superintendent, he know the Bible too. It is our church now. It is down for the floor there. He carry a bag, carry a wife and the children. Then he went to meet one of our deaconess and tell that one too, carry a bag. I said, it's okay. Amen, somebody. Praise God. Break up your lying spirit. It's one of the fallow grounds. You will break out from. Number four. Break out from unforgiveness. This one hit you. Hit me too. Thank God, our daddy, are giving a simple understanding about forgiveness. It's just what? Just let go and let God take over. Why do you want to fight? Which weapon you get? Which strength you get to fight? I went to minister in Assemblies of God camp. And where I was ministering with some of our members here, where I was ministering about this forgiveness, and after ministering, I asked, is there any question? One of our members raised up his hand. He says, there was their uncle. This is their uncle. They have prayed fire, die. This man no greedy die. For years, you know they die. The one they pray, they reach village, the man they fight. Bro, we can is there here. We call them, make you know. And for this church. When the man was, say, okay, but do you know what happens? That we decided to buy a bag of rice, beans, onions, tomato, and the rest of them. Then we take, put it in the boot, drive down to the man's house, and drop it. And the man came out, saw what they brought. He said, is it all this for me? And they say, yes. The man began to shed tears. He said, is it all I've been missing all these years? Is it all I've been missing all these years? He said, my children, forgive me. Come and take your father's land. The man gave them the land. 4 months later, the man died. I think he's a member of the church. I give you the testimony. Now, my life is also a testimony about this peace and forgiveness. I will not go too deep because my time is limited. I have other things I want to touch. Let me let you know. My senior brother says my uncle killed my father. So he has nothing to do with him. So anytime you come back to the village, you enter fire. Any man that says that will not live to see tomorrow, ha-ka-ba-ka-ba. You know, he's a pastor in Port Harcourt. He has his own church. Ha-ka-ba-ka-ba-ka-ba. When the time he speak finish, he will get to say, let fire! Burn him! My uncle will go and carry on four and what they call it? On four and the cutlass. Pursue him. He will pursue him. But every time I come, I say, oh Lord, any man that says that will not drive a car in this house, let him leave. I will carry 2 jeep. I even dash in one. My uncle says, this prayer, enter. He said, this one, enter. He said, ah. If I, that's why they talk about you. Now, you be the real man of God in this house. Wallahi, that man, the hand, they're too tight. But they favor me. By the time they shared land, after that, he dashed me one plot. But that my brother, no way. By the time they were sharing money, after they shared the money, they said, if I take the remaining one. I said, huh? I said, okay. And every other family member, they sit down there, all the boys, they sit there, they watch. I be the eldest now. Praise God, somebody. But before he died, I benefited from him because of what? That peace. Follow peace with all men, with that which. And holiness with that which. No eyes will see the Lord. No eyes. You are quarreling with everybody. You fight with everybody. Why? Follow peace. The Bible says, as much as it lieth in your hand, live at peace with all. When we use all, it means with the lunatics, with the madman on the road. With that, see, if your landlord, if you convert your landlord, oh, that was the message I have on evangelism. If you convert your landlord, and you become born again, he will no longer give you quick notice. No, that is true. If your landlord become a born again through you, that's your witch landlord. If you can convert him and preach to him, you are safe to save others now. If you can convert your wicked landlord and become a born again, two of you will not fight again. No more, the battle is over. But instead of you to convert him, you are entering your room. Let him die. Now you create him. Come on, your phone. Can you allow your phone to die? Praise Praise God, somebody. Amen, somebody. Listen to me. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. You have to break out from office. Some of you are sitting down here, even in this consecration period, and you can't talk to each other. And you cannot talk to each other, and you are sitting down here. Then what are you sitting down here for? You want to be empowered? Or you want, you take pastor, will just come and say, oh yeah, take it. By my left hand side and by my right hand side. Oh yeah. Then what? And you fall down, you wake up. What have happened to you? This is the re-empowerment, you. This is the original empowerment. Knowledge is power. The knowledge you have about soul, the brain transformation. Amen, somebody. How can you be holding somebody in your heart? Oh yeah, somebody come, please. Let me bring one chair here. Bring one chair. Sorry, I don't have plenty of time. Bring one chair. One chair. Just one seat. Yes. One seat. Yes. Brother, come. Yes, you, come. And my brother, come too. Come. Yes. Watch him. Watch them now. Come and sit down. This man is angry about this young man. Very, very angry. Oh, and you don't want to let him know. He's sick of him for heart. Oh, yeah. Brother, sit down on top of his leg. He's carrying you for heart now. He carried him for heart. Brother, stand up. Hey, oh, yeah, come. Stand up. Come. You sit down now. Put all your muscles. Sit down where. That's where he carry you. Oh, yeah, stand up. Come. I want to see you. Oh, he said what?
It's not possible.
You see how he's holding somebody and he cannot stand up. That's how you hold me for your heart. You hold somebody again for your heart. That's why he can progress. That is why he cannot be empowered. You need to let go and allow God to fight. They caught me and said they have killed your father. The man he went to his place for hospital to treat him has cut his arteries. The Assembly of God pastor called me and said, I'm going there with police people to go and arrest him. I said, don't arrest the man, leave him. He killed him and said, I saw this koro. I said, don't arrest that man. Leave him. He said, what? I said, leave him. Carry my father, go to Machuare. Okay, let's go. You cannot stand up. God bless you. Lift up your right as the thunder, fire the devil. I said, let him go. Do you know, before the burial, the man was exposed. Nobody. It was somebody else from another place that went there. And the man, something entered, he began to confess to that person. The person he's confessing to is my father. My mother's senior brother's wife. And the man does not know that he confesses that he killed a man in his house. Amen, somebody. I'm trying to let you know you have to let go. See, Mark chapter 5, chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Break off from unforgiveness. This one is eating us so much. He's eating the Christendom so much. And when thou stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. You see? But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespass. When God do not forgive you, you become an enemy of God. How can you be an enemy of God? And yet, how can you be fighting with God and you're begging God something? When you're already in a battle with God. You're already an enemy of God and yet, you're begging him. Amen, somebody. Dear listen, forgive. If there's anybody holding in your heart, let it go now. And let God take over. And it's very easy. When you allow God to take over, the Bible says, if thou can do that, and if you bring any gift and give the person and you collect it from your hands, the battle has settled. He settled it very quickly. He said, you are putting a coals of fire on that person. Amen, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Please forgive. Tell your neighbor by yourself, say forgive. Say, let go and allow God to fight. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. You are not the one to take vengeance on your own. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. When we talk about peace, it's very important to understand about peace. The person might not want your peace. In fact, the person may be troublesome to somebody. But the Bible says, follow. Keep making peace. Amen, somebody. Keep following until the person understands. Follow the peace. You know, some of us behave like this rabbit that was in a cage. And the young man wanted to assist the rabbit come out of the cage and refuse. And the rabbit, you know, because it's full of scratching. Because the thing was just scratch his hand, he would remove his hand. One old woman came and put a tie wrapper on his hand and put it there and carry the rabbit out. Do you see? It is nature. Some of them, now their nature. They like looking for trouble. But find how you will follow peace with that person. Try your best and leave the rest for God. Amen. And don't go and hold the person in your heart and say you are holding the person in your heart and you want to fight. Don't fight now. God will fight for you. Amen, somebody. Another way you can fight, go and pray now. Hand over the case to God. Amen, somebody. We don't have any physical battle to fight. Praise God, somebody. Break up that fallow ground. It will not help you. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Now you're going to break another fallow ground that needs to be taken out from you. In the fallow ground of fighting and quarreling with people. There are those who specialize in fighting and quarreling with people. Finding fault with people. Always finding fault. Not only you be master, perfect man. Amen, somebody. But break up that habit. It's a bad one. Amen, somebody. Another one is break up compromise. Many of us compromise a lot. Little thing, you already compromised your faith. Stop compromise. It will not help you. Another one, break up worldly loss. First John chapter 2, verse 15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father. No. Many of us, but it's of the world. Yes, verse 17. For the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. That lust will pass away one day with the world together. You are here. You are admiring one only with star, dress style. That's what you admire. And that's why you carry your cloth. Go and give tailor. Sew it like that. Show breast. Show back. Show left. Show right. Amen, somebody. Worldly loss. Any new hairstyle that you go do, well, you can't even ask, is it good for a child of God? There is a cross you have carried by yourself. Nobody give you the cross. You decide to take the cross of Jesus and carry. Amen, somebody. Nobody forced you to become born again. Say somebody forced you to be here. You come by yourself. So it's a cross you have carried. So you don't follow whatever thing you see on the social media, whatever you see anywhere, you join. Take a look at your Bible. It's our constitution. Is this right for a child of God to do? Don't just go and do it. So anyhow, kind of cloth. And when you're walking, you can't even walk away. Praise God, somebody. Worldly loss. Amen. You lost of the things of the world. You put eyebrow. Okay, okay. Come, let's enter Okada. Make Okada run speed in the dusty area. You go agree? Yes, I was in worry. And I was telling the driver that carried us. I said, Oga, what is it? He said, Oga, tell him, make it enter Okada. Make it enter Okada together. See, if you enter Okada for dusty area now. Yeah, so, he said, you go blind. Something you know is not good for you and you're putting it. And when you're coming to church, you remove it. Who are you deceiving? Yourself. Everybody's real. It's the choice you make. That the decision is yours to make. Nobody will make it for you. Break out that worldly loss. Let's see Jeremiah chapter 4. Verse 3 and 4. For thus say the Lord to the men of Bright Assembly Church, break up your fallow ground and sow not among tongues. Sow not among tongues. For those that are sowed among tongues, according to Matthew 4, verse 18, he said, the chaos of this world and the deceitfulness of riches comes in and took the world and they fall away. The things of this world eat up the world and they fall away. Praise God. And look at verse 4 of that Jeremiah. Circumcise yourself to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your heart. Take away gossip out of your life. Take away backbiting. Take away quarreling among brethren. Take away the seed of discord. You are sowing seed of discord among brothers and sisters. And yet, you say, brother, sister, stop calling me brother. When you sow the seed of discord among us, why do you gossip against me? Gossip against your sister. Gossip against your brother. Because they told you, I want to get married to that sister. You now cuckoo lies. Why? 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 And yet, we're about to take communion today with one cup. One cup. One cup. One love. One love. Brother, let love return back to the church. Let there be love among us. I'm talking the bride of Christ worldwide. So let there be change in our life. So that the Lord will see the reason to empower us for the change. Amen, somebody. Yet, go back to verse 4. Verse 4. Circumcise yourself to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your heart, ye men of Bright Assembly Church. Take away the seed of discord. Take it away. Break out from it. It will not help you. Break out. Take away anger. Where are Brother Moses? Not Pastor Moses. I mean Brother Moses in the Bible. Prophet Moses. Yes. Oh, that is the senior brother. That's our senior brother. The first Moses. Go ask him about anger. Any small thing in the house, small thing, you carry television. Bah! Well, you're not going to watch television again. True, you're not going to watch again. You're not going to watch you. You carry television. Bah! Carry this one. Bah! Carry the phone. Where the Bible is. Bah! After 30 minutes, your eye will clear. Go and price that phone they buy for you, 70,000. Now it's 450. Half a million. How do you want to do it? Because of anger. Because you're angry. Tell your neighbor by your side, say, break up anger. Don't allow anger to control you now, to start an essence. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Amen, somebody. Don't allow your anger to lead you to sin. No. Take away the foreskin of your heart. Amen. Now we go. Sow in righteousness. Tell your neighbor, sow in righteousness. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow in righteousness. Don't sow among tongues. Don't sow among the fallow grounds. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up fallow ground that will not allow you to grow. For it is time to seek the Lord. Till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. Sow yourself this year, 2024. Take a decision to live a life of righteousness. A sanctified life. Amen, somebody. A sanctified life. The Bible says, see, you are the grand God want to use this year. You looking at me. Yes. You watching me online. You are the grand God I've decided to use and plant a seed in your life this year. But you have to make yourself available. You have to break every fallow ground that will not allow God to use you this year. Amen, somebody. Because the Bible says that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by his word. That is the cleansing. By his word. The word of God is a cleanser. David says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. The word of God is a cleanser. How much word you have determines how you escape temptation. Jesus overcome those temptations because he referred the devil back to the word. He said, it is written. Don't just keep your Bible inside wardrobe. Study. The Bible says study. It is the word of God you study that will make you approve. Study the Bible. It's not a textbook. Study the Bible. Don't just go and keep the Bible in the wardrobe only when you want to come to church to carry it. No. It will not help you to grow spiritually. Study. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. How much word do you have in your heart? Study. The Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Amen, somebody. Let's run away from sin this year. Anything that seems to be ungodly, let's do away with it. Let's follow God. Let's follow God. Let's follow the word of the Lord. Let's be true children of God. Righteousness is total obedience to God's word. You don't obey this and leave this. It's total obedience to God's word. Having a right standing with God. Not working for God, working with God. Ask your neighbor, are you working for God or working with God? Remember, you cannot put a new wine in an old bottle. If that's not you remember today, remember, you cannot put a new wine in an old bottle. You first cleanse the bottle before you put a new one. And that's what our pastor has been teaching us since second day of this month till now. Amen. So that old bottle can be cleansed. For the new wine to enter. Amen, somebody. For the new wine to enter. Break up your fallow ground. And sow not among tongues. For your growth this year. For your empowerment this year. You have to live a godly life. You have to choose to live a godly life. And I strongly believe this year will be better than last year for you. Can I hear that amen very loud? The louder your amen, the bigger your testimony. This year will be better for you than last year. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear that amen very louder? The louder your amen, the bigger your testimony. Mark chapter 4, verse 20. And the Bible says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word. Are you hearing the word now? Are you hearing the word of God this evening? And receive it and bring forth fruit. Are you sure this word is going to bring forth fruit in your life? Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. You will bring 100-fold fruit in the name of Jesus. I say you will bring 100-fold fruit in the name of Jesus. You are going to sow yourself to in righteousness by abiding in him and him abiding in you. John chapter 15. By abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in you. Verse 4 and 5. John 15, verse 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you. I, the branch, cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Can you not see? Instead, you abide in him. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abided in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. It is only in abiding in Christ that they can bear fruit unto the glory of God. For without me, you can do nothing. Bow down your head. Without me, you can do nothing. Without Christ, you can do nothing. Break up your fallow grounds. Break up your fallow grounds. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Break up your fallow grounds. That Jesus might keep you near the cross. Break up every fallow ground in you. Every ground that will not allow you to grow this year must be taken away. It must be taken away. The Lord is in need of you. The Lord is in need of you.
Hosiah, that Hosiah 10 verse 12 again. Hosiah chapter 10. It said, sow to yourselves in righteousness. What will you reap?
Reap in mercy.
You will reap in mercy.
Break up your fallow ground. Mm. For it is time to seek the Lord. Till he come and rain righteousness upon you.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that quickly takes me to what Apostle Paul spoke in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. He
particularly said, be not deceived.
Don't deceive yourself and don't let anybody deceive you. This is a principle.
God is not mocked.
You cannot mock God because he walks by his principle. It will catch up with you. It will catch up with you.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
It is certain. It is certain. It is what you sow, you reap. It is a principle for life. The biggest problem a lot of people have is about relationship. That's why he said we will continue this. We will continue this aspect of the communion every Sunday in this ministry. Every Sunday. Amen. Every Sunday. Amen. It will help us because we'll be talking about how to relate with God and how to relate with ourselves. Hallelujah. And it's necessary. And I'm happy that, I didn't hear such testimony. You should be sharing such testimonies with us. I say anything I teach from this Bible, if it is the truth, you practice it, God will confirm it. How did they deal with that, their uncle? They went and gave him gift. And that settled it. You see? Practice it. Hallelujah. There is something, an adage, I don't know whether I had it years ago, but it keep ringing in my mind. Somebody preached it so many years ago, I'm sure more than 30 years ago I had it, where he made a statement like, destroy the bridge behind you. He said, destroy the bridge behind you. Destroy the bridge. That statement is all I caught. And the bridge that you destroy before you is the bridge that links you to the world. You were in the world, you followed that bridge to Christ. After you crossed, destroy so that you will not be able to go back to the world.
That's right.
But there's another bridge that you must not destroy. The bridge of fellowship. You know why? God has ordained that he will use man to answer your prayers.
That's right.
And you are not the one to determine who he will use. When he links you to a man, to a woman, listen very well.
Amen.
Be careful when you disagree. In your anger, in your reaction, don't destroy the relationship permanently. That is why there is forgiveness among us. That is why one can come back and say, I am sorry. But there is a way I can quarrel with a brother and be so angry until what I will do, even if I realize that I am wrong, to come back will be very difficult. Will be very, very difficult. There are some people that left Bride Assembly. They cannot come back because of the things they were saying after they left here. There was somebody that stood and gave testimony in Bride Assembly. Only me that I tell you, sir, I go talk. You are telling me something I cannot talk. I say I go talk. I say don't enter my spirit. I don't know when the thing will come out. Please stop caging me. It's true now. Left the church and say Pastor Moses is occultic. This one is occultic. All these prophets are occultic. If we open up to tell them why you left this church, wallahi talahi, if they see you on the street, they will spit on you.
That's right. That's right.
But we didn't say it. We always give room that you may come back. But you leave, and out of frustration and anger, you say all manner of things. All manner of things. Now, if you come back, the people that you told those things, when they see you again in bride, they will say, ah, what is happening? You have lost your integrity forever. You see? So be careful. Amen. And maybe you are watching us now, one of those who complain from Ibadan. Maybe the sister Esther, right? You are watching over Ibadan. In this church, since this ministry started, I have never begged anybody to come and walk with me in bride. I have never, if you have come and tell the whole world that I have begged you, or you want to go there, I say, no, go now, Lumide, please, you know I need you. I have never. Immediately you come, my question, when are you going? There was somebody that wanted to go like that. He came. Pastor Elvis, I said this. He said, Nalayo, he's not going anywhere. I said, no, he told me. He said, maybe one test in importance in the church. Now, me, the reminder, I said, oh, you saw you to go. You know, when are you going now? So if anybody tell you, say, we beg and to come back to bride, beg and to come and do what? To come and do what now? It's a lie, yo. Amen. There are people without integrity. Be careful what you say against a man that has a platform like this. Be very careful, though, because I use the microphone and finish you. Because by the time I open my mouth, tell the whole world who you are. They will respect me. Me, you know this. And you see, they work out with this person. With evidence, so I didn't work out my own with evidence. You say you have this evidence. I've told you. I think one day you say, hey, somebody says, sir, are you a normal person? You mean you have all this? And I say, yes. That's the ministry. And God has a way of exposing my enemies to me, exposing hypocrites. The person where they talk nonsense to, you know, no, say you don't know how I've affected the person's life. You don't know how that person takes me. They go meet person. And as immediately you start talking, they record. You don't know. When they finish, he says, be careful with this one. This what I owe you for my relationship with you. I say, hey. And one of the reasons I will not confront the person is they are usually very carnal. They will go and attack the person. So to protect you, I will not say it. I'm going to look at them like this. So the day it comes, I will say, I know. You will say, it's a lie. I say, I know. You want me to show you evidence? So there's nothing like that. Don't relate with people and you have only today in mind. There is still tomorrow. There is still tomorrow. You may tell me, what do I don't need you? I don't need you. It's a lie, yo. You don't need me. You don't need me today. Tomorrow you may need me, yo. That person you say you don't need. Nah, only he fit there around. When Keke hit you, you fall for ground. Now only he fit pick you, go hospital, yo. You don't know about tomorrow.
That's right.
So don't leave. That type of stupid, foolish life. It's a foolish lifestyle. When you disagree with someone, you can distance yourself. You can show your anger, but show it in a way that tomorrow you can hug yourself again and say, I won't do that again. I'm sorry. Don't destroy the bridge of fellowship. And I've said it, that I've been saying this thing, those who have ear to hear, let them keep hearing. In the course of our life on earth here, we will meet people. You must meet people. You will meet them in the church. You meet them in your compound where you live. You meet them as schoolmates and classmates. You meet them in the places where you work. You will meet them anywhere, even in the vehicle you are traveling. You meet people. Amen. Make sure that you establish good relationship. Avoid the dangerous ones, but don't kill them. Avoid them, but don't kill them. Because that one that is an armed robber today, he may be the one that will save you when other robbers will catch you tomorrow. No, I know this one, liver. I know this one, liver. I told you of an Air Force officer at Akowonjo in his own personal house. And the armed robbers got there in the estate. And immediately they got to his house, they were all armed. And they just entered and said, wait, don't shake. We didn't come to kill you. We have heard that you are very nice here. Now that you're gone, now we come for. Bring your pistol, we need it. That's all we came for. And he went inside, brought the pistol, and gave them. And then he said, continue to be good. Everybody here thought good of you. And they left. Okay. The normal thing is to kill him and collect it.
That's right.
And so you see, even the community he lives, he affected the community positively. He would have been saying he's a soldier, bullying everybody around.
That's right.
Don't worry now. Come and bully them when they enter your house. Amen. And the truth about it is that they lie. It's a lie. Now, me and you go get the occult power. If we went together, you are sure. Continue to say to save people. But if you are lying, and that person that talked that nonsense, listen to me now. Not because so. It's a principle. There's a consequence of sin. And stop it. Stop lying. Because you are jealous of somebody. Stop lying because you are envying somebody. You want to get at somebody. Stop it. Christians don't do that. We are in the restoration ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in the restoration ministry. Restore to what? Restore back to the Bible Christianity as a recorded. It's recorded for us to follow. It's recorded for us to follow. I love what James said in James chapter 1 verse 27. James chapter 1 verse 27. What he's saying is practice love. That is the summary of it. Of
pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is
if
this.
If you want to remain undefiled before God the Father, what is it?
To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction.
In their affliction.
And to keep himself unspotted
from the world. I love what he's just saying is, you know, love. See the categories. The fatherless, Abby.
And widows.
And the widows. And if you link it to what we spoke about, brotherly kindness and the charity. Will the fatherless give him something? You won't gain anything from him. Will the widow give him anything? No. The needy. Christian love. That is Christian love. Hallelujah. James chapter 3. James chapter 3 verse 13.
Who is a wise man?
Read it up to verse 18.
Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom.
This is wisdom now. This is wisdom. What are you to do?
But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth.
Uh-huh.
This wisdom descended not from above.
It's from where?
but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure.
Pure.
Then peaceable.
Peace.
Gentle.
Gentle.
And easy to be entreated.
When you correct them, they take correction. Full.
Full of mercy and good fruits. Without partiality and without hypocrisy.
It's not what he said in verse 16 again.
For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
Verse 15 again.
This wisdom descended not from above.
Which wisdom? The wisdom that encourages strife. The wisdom that encourages, verse 16.
For where envying and strife is.
Strife that encourages envying, that encourages strife, is it comes from the devil. It's not Christian. You know why? They say wisdom. They will justify their action by a wisdom. They will even use scripture to confirm it. Two cannot work together except they agree. But disagreement is not in fighting now. Is it in fighting? It's not in fighting. It's not about getting at somebody. Look, if you ever have the spirit of getting at anybody as a result of how you feel or think towards that person, devil is your father, says Ifeanyi. Amen. Don't just see. You know what makes carnality to take root in your life is when you justify it. It will be very soon to become part of you and it become a way of life for you. When you begin to think that Abraham lied, now God knows why he lied. He lied because of fear and God forgive him. Then every opportunity you lie, very soon it will take root and you'll be a confirmed graduated professional liar. God understands. If you are used to fighting before you get anything, before you know what, you will justify it. We no go grieve for somebody. How do they put it? We no grieve for anybody. We no grieve. We no grieve for anybody. It's a spirit of fight, oh. That's why police warn the people. Say, who originated that thing? Stop it, oh. Because you're bringing trouble for police. They catch you. Say, we no grieve. You go court. We no grieve. You go here. We no grieve. Before you know what, it will take root. That's why, plus police or DSS, you know the thing don't reduce. Because they were even taking it to the church and all public places. They were haunting them because they know if you allow it to take root, there will be answers again.
That's right.
And then before you know what, they see police anyway, kill them. We no grief for anybody, kill them. We no grief. That is how carnality is. If you he said one thing is, one fruit of the Spirit, he says, is easily entreatable. That is what the Holy Ghost is given to us for. It works on your conscience. When you do something bad, you don't have peace. Until you make it right. Or you ask God to forgive me, I won't do it again. You repent. Don't allow it be known among us as becoming saints. Becoming Christians. The old time religion is what we have been restored to. Amen. We have been restored to true love of God. Not because we have problems, that's why we serve God. That's why we love Him. Our love is with mouth, but our heart is far from Him. No. They love God in the Bible, all the witnesses we have until they were ready to die standing for Him. And the love of brethren. And it was demonstrated in having all things common. All things common. Hallelujah. When they say all things common, you don't go and start claiming like Brother Lumide will go to Sister Marachi and say, I'm hearing a voice in my left ear. That you should sow that.
That was before, sir.
Oh, that was before.
Yes.
Okay. I should sow that car. He's a prophet only when he wants to claim something. That's how some people are. All things were in common. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know sisters had to. People are hearing. People are hearing, and I'm happy. Practice it. I don't know whether it's Olumide that said it about you have a wardrobe full of clothes, and then you see brethren wearing uniform. God, some people get bad mouth. Was that day I had it? If every day they wear the same cloth, every day same cloth, it's in a uniform. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I know some people that went to pack their wardrobe,
hallelujah,
came and distributed them to,
amen,
to people,
amen,
in the church.
Amen.
It's true. Even myself. One brother came to me, he said, had his cloth. I said, oh, it's nice on you. He said, now you give me now. I said, oh, now my cloth be that. He said, yes. I said, oh, what happened? You reduce them? He said, yes, you know you get big belly. Take and abuse me again on top. They wear my cloth, to take and abuse me. You know you get big belly, so I had to go and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this thing, keep saying them. It has effect.
Amen.
It has effect. Let's be saying these things. There are sincere people that don't know what the effect of what they are doing. The old religion had fear of God. They feared God until they will not go to church if they know they have committed anything. Because they saw what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. They know nothing is hidden before God. They fear God. And the old religion, they were holy. Holiness was their watchword. The reason is because they had no hope anywhere else. And without holiness, nobody will see God. They want God all around them because that's their comfort, that's their protection, that's their provision. That's all they depend upon. They want to remain in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that is what produced that song. I don't know how many people know it in hymn number 175. I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
There is nothing like an old-time Christian.
We know that song. If you don't know, let me sing it as a special number. If you know it, join me. Join me. Those who know it, sing it. If you don't know it, just use your mouth. Go ahead now. Tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there is nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I am walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything. With a Christian love to show, I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things
mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be a old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, I'd rather be a old-time Christian than anything I know. There is nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. Walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, yes. All the world is prices I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my bodies have been lifted since the Savior brought me up. Oh, yes. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below. I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to be, it doesn't matter, Christian. It matters, oh. It doesn't matter, it matters. It matters. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God does not have double standard. He said, I am the Lord. I change it a lot. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His standard does not change. The same qualification that others went before us is the same one we will pass through. No modern Christianity, because there is no modern Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, God has no grandchildren. Oh, somebody catching me. There is no grandchild of God. Amen. If you catch that, it will help you to know how to walk with this God. I am the Lord. I change it not. That is why I am sure this world will burn with fire. LGBT is one sign I don't need anymore. I don't need vision. Because if that was a thing that provoked God and he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, then you can be sure that all the evil were taking place, but when the thing reached this level of LGBT, LGBT didn't start today. Sodom and Gomorrah was an example, and the Bible says, as it was that time, that is how it will be. And instead of us now, like Lot, sending the minister of perfection, send it through the gospel, amen, sent prophet Moses out of Egypt, and you saw what he did in Egypt after they left. He sent prophet Jesus again to come and pull us out. Some of you to hear him. People are making caricature. Okay, that day is coming now. But the wise will understand.
Amen, amen, amen.
The wicked ones will continue to do wickedly, but the wise will understand. That's one of the reasons I'm taking that sermon, the contentious faith. so that you will understand that when a battlefield, Satan does not want to die alone. He wants many people to, and he has got too many, but I am determined to make a difference. He will not get me. I don't know how many people can say it. Though. I don't know how many people say it. It is not a statement of faith. Though. It is a statement that positions you for battle. He will not get you because you said it. He will not get you because you will fight it. You will contend and say you will not succeed. Let all my mates do this. Let everybody to go this way. Me, I will not do that. That is one thing we are watching in a ministry like this. They are trying to water it down and bring the world into this place. Bring politics. Bring, turn this place to social gathering. We will not allow it. We are watching it. We are either brethren or we are not. We must remain a family. We must remain a family. We must remain a family. We'll be here with water and sponge at this pulpit. They wash all our carnality. We will continue to do it. Amen. The genuine ones will remain. Those who will not say, they will go. But those that set and put it will make this place very, very uncomfortable for you. We know there's nothing we can do. But we will make it uncomfortable for you. Praise the Lord. We use this pulpit and be exposing you by your character. So that everybody will know who is who. We will make sure we make it difficult for somebody to go and a brother go and tell you that Olumide is evil. We'll make it difficult by you coming to drag him. Why did you say, hey, repeat that thing you told me before him? Until we reach that stage, they will continue to be comfortable here. But the day you say, normally they are very bold. They will tell you, did I say that? You are lying against me. It's a lie. At least, he no say he no lie. No. He no say he no lie. But because that is his ministry, he will start to hate you. He will go again to another person. Do you know that I just told Philip, I did, Philip was staging fight against me. You will carry him again. Repeat what you said. When you do that, they will change and go to another church. Or they will repent. Because that is one thing Satan uses so easily. And it has effect. It destroys fellowship. It destroys our Christian faith. I can't sit comfortably near somebody because they say it's a... They succeeded though. Even prominent people, even some ministers in the church, when their wife get belay, you know they see the wife for church again. The next thing you see now, when did they do the dedication? Somebody don't go tell her and say, then they attack the belay. Then they attack the belay for inside church. And the minister will be there praying for others. Hypocrisy. It will happen in the church. That's why you don't see some people. After you just see them during dedication. We didn't know now. I'm pregnant. Don't tell you. No talk. Once you talk, you know they work. Church. Once they plan something, no talk. We will talk, but that is when we need to talk. Not because you are a witch. It's because you need to know. Not because you are a witch. This nonsense must stop. Amen. Nonsense must stop. That's not Christianity. They will leave people and be pursuing people's private life. Is that what you came here for? He's a public figure now. Therefore, we want to know everything about him. Yes, continue now. If knowing everything about me will help your eternal destination, continue. As that person doesn't know anything about Bible, but he knows everything about pastor. How will knowing who and what I eat in my house and where I go and where I come, how will it take you to heaven? No, it is Satan that brought that. That is the wisdom that cometh from the pit of hell. James said this. May God help us. We are united by the blood and body of Jesus Christ. And we must see each other as brother and sister. The spirit that is in us is the spirit of truth. If somebody is telling you truth to help your Christian life and you get angry, something is wrong. Amen. Something is wrong. We are not foolish. So I didn't say you should be so brotherly kindness. I say we have tears among us. We should be also wise. We should be wise. We should be wise, but harmless. Should be harmless. This church, this year is our year of restoration. We didn't know how it was going to be. We didn't know that God is going to lead us to restore fellowship, restore love, restore power. Hallelujah. And when we all come together, Satan knows the advantage. No problem we will raise before God as a church that there will be no answer. That's what Satan is trying to destroy. Call a brother, let's join together and pray. Before you finish prayer, testimony don't come. Because the atmosphere is free of rancor, free of envy. And when we are ministering, we are not ministering for vainglory. Because we don't look for customers. Amen. We are not serving God for what we will eat. Amen. The way you serve God determines the purpose for serving Him. It demonstrates it. It's true now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are suspecting anybody to be a witch, and you are really acting and dealing with that person like a witch, a brother and a sister, I'm telling you, you are not yet converted. I'm telling you that is the truth. And if you justify it, that wisdom you are using to justify is on the devil. It's nothing like that. If you see a revelation that a sister, a brother is a demon, God is giving you prayer points. You go and meet the person because it may be lie. Now, devil feed just the soul and make you hate them. So it's a devil, therefore, run away, run away, run away. Hey, this one is it. And the worst is that you start spreading it around. I saw. I cannot. And then you, now when you hear it now, you begin to act on it. Ah. I beg. Say, don't let anybody lay a hand on your head. It's okay. It's all right. Don't let anybody lay a hand on your head. They told me this thing. Don't let anybody lay a hand on your head. I tried to reason that. Hey, pastor, one prophet for this church before. And he was the only prophet said that time when we started, before Boboye joined. He came very well. He said, the Lord said, pastor, don't let anybody lay a hand on your head. So I tell him, so if I'm sick, how good am I? This happened in 1999, so don't think I yes. I've been like this. Now my life be this. Now old age don't make me reduce now. This will be very stubborn. Don't come and talk to me anyhow. Because we will receive everything you tell me. So, brother, so if I'm sick, what do you do? Okay, can they touch my shoulder? He said, don't let anybody lay a hand on you at all. Inside my heart, and he said, this man won't kill me. So if I'm sick, I should just stay, let nobody touch me. Then I said, what is the reason? And then he gave a very stupid reason. It's because you are higher. So the Holy Ghost get great. Praise the Lord. Now for altar, now I reply. I say, a brother said they should not lay a hand on me. I said, that's unscriptural. Because I don't know who else he will give that revelation. So I have to reply. Then they go, vex. I go, look at with one eye. You won't kill me. You don't succeed. Back to sender. Amen. Of course, God can give for any reason, on maybe particularly your hair. You know, don't let anybody touch your hair. There must be a reason. There must be a reason. And let it not be pride. I don't like anybody touching me. In this church, this carnality went around. When ministers are anointing people, they will go to another person. Ha! Inside church. Because somebody told them, said that particular person. Yes. That particular person is from Bermuda Triangle. Tell your brother and sister, I say, I love you. 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 Sister, tell this brother now. Say, I love you. Brother, tell her now. Tell her, I love you. I love you. Eh? Amen. Why are you laughing? I said, tell your brother, your sister, I love you. You are not ready to. Eh? Okay, turn and look at that person. Tell the person, yes, I love you with the love of my Lord. Look up for face, they tell her they see me.
You with the love of the Lord.
What can you see?
I can see all over you.
Are you sure?
The glory of the Lord. As I love you with the love.
Go to another person.